Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the host, guest, or agent of IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Imam Nazim Pasha, and you are listening to El Islam-based conversations. We want to begin by sharing with you our promise, and then we will begin the program. Program is that we promise not to waste your time or insult your intelligence. Simple statement, but very complex when you look at the fact that it upholds you or makes you uphold your bargain with this program and that you take it seriously. So we'd like to acknowledge that on a weekly basis, and it stands as a testimony. I'd like to thank you for joining us today, and we want to unpack something that's going to take a little time to do, and we ask for your patience, and we ask for your participation. I'm going to be co-hosted, if you want to say, today with my brother and friend, Mark Shaheed, very knowledgeable brother, and I hope that what we try to present today will complement each other in an effort to remind us a little bit about the truth, how it works, and the fact that it is like a light. It's synonymous as light. It's a complex, abstract principle that's not easily, readily seen because it remains in the realm of the unseen. But when we have a symbol that can sort of, that is used to get us in touch with that in a way that we wouldn't be in touch with it, and then it can be utilized just as you utilize any tool, anything. It can be seen as knowledge that transitions to wisdom because it increases the ability to see that which is not seen even deeper than the fact that it's not seen. Now, that statement may be a little bit confusing on its own, but when you look at it, that's the way something that comes from the divine source works. It has all this unlimited potential, but it also has the ability to be accessed by the human being, the average human being. A lot of us, when we read scripture, we may not know exactly, how do I go to verify that? Where do I go to see that? Well, one of the ways that we can see it is the example model of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of the ways that it's said is that I'm a flesh and blood human being just like you. And you may have heard that in your scripture or the Bible or other places or whatnot, but you may ask yourself, well, what does that mean? So we're not going to try to get too deep with it. But what we can hear is that it's telling us on one small, simple level that it's humanly possible. What is humanly possible for one human being is also humanly possible for another human being. Now, it may not be to the extent of the same level, but it's there to be had. It's there to be inherited. It's there to gain possession of. It's there to become a provision for you. It's there to be a resource. So you can see by the magnitude or the many different words I'm using to help you define it, that it has power. And within that power, it has the power to empower its owner, the one that possesses it. And then once you possess it, it then possesses you. And when you hear that word possession, you can hear ownership, you can hear power, you can hear a lot of things. But you know that, not you know, but one thing we need to know is that once we have it and we own it, we are held responsible and accountable, because that provision has a uniqueness to it, to where it's, first of all, revelation. It's revelatory. It's not something that happens every day that we see it, but we see the benefit of it in our everyday life with the sun coming up, with the stars appearing, with the moon that we see. These are forms of light, and they have degrees of light, and they have significance of that degree. When we see the sun, we know this is daylight or sunlight. When we see the moon, we see another light that comes in phases, degrees, magnitudes. So we have to see them in that context. And then when we see the starlight, we see something else also different. We see the North Star. We see the Big Dipper, Little Dipper, that can be interpreted as from North Star guidance. Okay, so we can use all these things to put together a better explanation for what we started out talking about, this word, this concept called truth, or to make it even more powerful, the truth. And when it's in our life, it works like light. It removes or it allows or permits us to go and out of this state of darkness into a state of where we've been enlightened. We've been educated. We've been elevated. All these words can be used to take us to what this truth can do when we transition from truth to the light of truth, or the symbol of light, as we connect it to truth. So we want to slow down. It's not here to impress anybody. It's not here to blow your mind. It's not designed to do anything but what it's designed to do. The intent of it is to elevate us from one state to another state. And once we get to that state, the benefit and blessing that comes with this enlightenment is like it comes online. And we are no longer in the dark about certain situations, because we now have in our possession the truth. It's like the stages that we go through, you know, baby, child, adult. You know? So we start in one state, but we evolve to another state. And when we evolve to that state, then we are no longer in the other state. Now, the thing that can come along with that is that we may not be as developed as we need to be, and we may not be as mature as we need to be. We may not be as evolved as we need to be. So our conduct, our ability, our maturity may not have come online to its fullness. Okay, so let's just pause here for a minute. We have a lot to work with, a lot to chew on. We've said a lot. And I'll say this here. So if what all that you heard, and you heard a lot, I want this to be the takeaway. And then we're going to bring in Brother Mar. We're going to go back for a little, not a quiz, but like I said, what did you hear that had what meaning to you and what did it bring to your mind and to your consciousness and what did it may have caused you to want to say about it. And the main thing what I'm trying to make sure happens and what I'm trying to make sure doesn't happen is that we get lost along the way. So that's why we want to really go slow. We want to identify a couple of things because we said a lot of things. We want to say that when we deal with abstract matter, we have to have the way to connect it to a level of understanding and comprehension, and the complexity of it is very great, deep, wide. So we want to say what we're saying here was connect to a part of its depth and its width and its, and we can follow it. So then we back up, say the truth is synonymous with light. It's a lost way of giving us a tool to deal with abstract matters so that they can be illuminated in a way that we can see it, benefit from it, put it to use, help others, and build with it. And there's just a few things that we can do with it. And we're going to stop right there and say, okay, so give us one more example. I want to give one more example using the thing that is the opposite of light, which is dark, or the opposite of sunlight when the sunlight is not there. You're in the dark. And we call one night and we call one day. But when we take that same term and that same vocabulary and we use it to say, the Quran says to us that you all, and we see it through the process of birth, we all start in the dark, in the womb. But as we come out of the womb, we have to evolve sort of in a three-dimensional way, not sort of, in a three-dimensional way, where we go from baby, child, adult, knowing, fully knowing, and then understanding with a greater ability because it's there, those three steps can evolve us to take us out of the dark and into the light because we now possess truth, and this truth being synonymous with light is now favoring us. We see the Creator favoring us to take a step out of one stage of development and growth and evolve to another one. And the vehicle that does that is the truth. And we can call that vehicle, we can use the symbol that is synonymous with that vehicle and say that that's just like being in light, in the light or enlightened. And we see, like I said before, now our ability, some of our potential, has now come online in a way that it wasn't before. And then, so now here's, we want to stop and say, okay, what's the point, brother? The point is that the truth has been endowed by the Creator to provide a freedom in a way that wasn't there before. And our leader and teacher, Imam Waqifuddin Muhammad, Rahim Allah, he says to see this liberation or freedom and what it can do is to look at the word freedom. And if you do divide it up into two words, free stone. Got it up in two words. You see the free. You see the dome with the E at the end now. That's the state that has happened. What was not known is now known. And this liberating manner that it became known is parallel to freeing the dome, freeing the mind. To do what? To explore unexplored entities. To know what yesterday wasn't known and now is known. And this state that you're in of enlightenment from the highest source of enlightenment now is in your possession. Okay? For what purpose? To aid you, assist us for the work that we have to deal with, the possibilities that are there but cannot be seen or were not able to be seen without this truth. And we're able to differentiate between right and wrong. So we are equipped in this way, and we further see proof, which we'll go to in a minute, in the scripture that we see that tells us that that's now a possibility where it wasn't before. And then we see it just in everyday life. We see it when we begin to read scripture from a book that has this scripture. It could be the Holy Quran, it could be the Bible, it could be the Torah. It could be whatever book that's come to man that helps him be a better man, a better human. So it's not gender, we're not talking about man in that capacity. We're talking about the mind that was in the dark and now it's in some light. And that light that brought it there is the truth that came from his creator to do it. That was the intent. That's the intent of it. That's what it does because it's intentional. And it's also changing us from one state, which is just general, to particular, but also universal. And so let me stop right there. And let's see if we can just let it sort of marinate for a few minutes. And I want to bring in Brother Mark to substantiate and ask him what he heard and apply some of what he heard in his own way to assure us that we're on the right track, we're pursuing something that is possible, you know, and identifying what is resonating in his mind, and anyone else's mind is out there, but we want to start with Brother Mark, bring him on and see what he's heard up to this point before we go any further, because the object is not to just hear something. We want you to hear it in a way that it now has affected you or elevated your thinking about a given subject and identified what did it. So let us bring Brother Mark in and get these questions answered and get us moving along with what we're trying to accomplish here today, which is to understand that the truth and light have this hand and glove effect, symbol and abstractness brought out of this abstract mode into a level of comprehension, enlightenment, education, etc., etc. Brother Mark.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum to you, Imam Azim Pasha, and to the astute radio listening audience, the IWDM radio. I want to say, first and foremost, alhamdulillah. That just simply means that the praise and the thanks belongs to God, first and foremost. And I want to thank for this introduction on IWDM Radio, Al-Islam based conversation. And I just wanted to just say, it's back. You might be close to your computer there, so it's getting some feedback. Just so I don't know if you can isolate. It's kind of coming back. You hear the echo. So if you remove yourself from that, okay. So, Brother Imam, can you hear that? I don't know. You may have to move yourself in another place because the feedback is coming from your studio there. It's like I'm hearing myself back.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Okay.
Hold on just a minute then. Let me just move away like
it's
just
it's reverberating. I can hear myself. I'm quite sure those listening, they can hear that. So if you just remove yourself from where you are into a different place or not have it right where your studio is, it's reverberating, echoing.
Okay. Yeah, I'm clear on that. So all I'm saying to you is give me a few minutes, not necessarily to do that, but let me identify something that may be happening that's causing that. So you continue. I'm hearing you clear. Maybe the audience is not, but I'm hearing you very clear.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm part of the audience, so that's what I'm saying. It's echoing,
Right, okay. Just a second then.
All right.
I just didn't want anybody to think we had disappeared because there's no talk.
I'll keep talking until you correct that. I'm just letting you know.
Okay. Yes.
From a listener perspective.
Right.
So I've been listening very attentively to all it is that you have said. And I want to say that, if this was a meal, you already set the table and you already have begun to start serving. A good appetizer and some food on the plate. And I think that what it is that that's so annoying. I think that what is really needed. Oh boy, it's breaking my concentration. The echoing.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Now, if I start the process all over and call back in and try to get a better connection, will it allow me to do that?
No. I think what happened is you have the apparatus, which is on, and then you have the internet, and they really close. Brings about the reverberation, echoing. So you have to separate. You have to separate that. You can't have it in the same room or same area. Because it'll just reverberate back to the listening noise. They hear the echo just like I am.
Okay, so but you said the phone and what is causing it to happen now?
The phone and your studio.
Okay.
You got both on.
Okay.
So you got both on. You can't have it in the same room because it'll echo.
Okay, so I'm not doing anything that I haven't done in the past. So what am I not doing for?
I'm thinking that if you separate the oxygen before, it produces the echo. Ask somebody, just for verification, ask somebody that's pressing one, ask them, do they hear that? It's distracting.
Okay, let me see. 872-297. If you push one on your phone, I can bring you in and see if you're hearing what Brother Mark is hearing. 872-297. You push one on your phone, and I can bring you in and see if you hear what Brother Mark is hearing. Okay, so I've requested eight. I guess maybe they don't hear me, or maybe they don't hear what I'm hearing. Do I have to bring the actual mic in and then request it?
I'll go ahead and try to fend through it. You don't hear the echo.
No, I don't. I hear it just like normal.
Okay. Well, I'll just go ahead and try to just do it. Okay. So you set the table in terms of looking at truth and looking at light being synonymous. And it is. We're talking.
Now I can hear it. Hold on. It got highlight. Okay, let's see. Now I hear it. Okay, did it change any now?
Okay, let's see. Yeah. No, you hear it. I just heard my. Yeah, I don't know. How does this sound?
I mean, I heard it a while ago, but what I did, I highlighted some areas with my mouse, with my thing, and then when that made it blue, and then that made it really clear.
Yeah.
But
you
now
see,
I don't hear it anymore.
Running back.
A little bit, yeah, I do. I hear it.
Yeah. You know. Could you still hear me? You could still hear me by way of the internet. Set your phone off, and then I speak a little bit and then back over to you. I think that would clear it up.
You said now what now?
If you would just listen in on the internet a little bit, and then I would stop and bring you back in, you could just call back in. Let's try that.
Okay, now, that's what I asked you before.
So try that. I know that would alleviate.
Okay, now, let me make sure I'm clear, because I don't want to take myself. The program won't end. Now, I mean, by me getting off the phone, that's what I'm saying. I'm not clear on that part.
I'm not sure on that.
But I mean, this is not going to work either.
Remember last week when you called in marriage, we had the same thing. That's only because you had the head on and you're in the same room with the reverberation.
But I'm not. There's nothing different from the way every week I do this. The same way. I'm here with my laptop, which is me sitting in the studio. I have my phone on to hear and conduct the, you know,
I call in, and I'm in the host.
I don't know either. But I mean, I had some trouble dialing in, so my dialing in and my initial connection wasn't the smoothest. It wasn't very smooth.
Well, let me just go on.
Okay, well, I tell you what. I know if you go out and come back in, maybe that will affect what I'm doing.
Okay, I can try that. Okay, let me do that. Let me go out and come back in.
Okay.
I'll hang up and call back.
Okay. Okay, so we'll try to continue with the program. We haven't lost Brother Mark, but we've asked him to go out and come back in, and hopefully that will improve our reception to you, and that is the hope of it, because it's very distracting to be able to hear it and hear it like that, because it's some type of background noise and some type of reverberation, really, like you just said. So let's see if that kind of corrects it, and then we can go forward with it being a little bit smoother. So we got Brother Mark. So let's see if we can bring Brother Mark back in and see if he's not hearing what he was hearing before. So.
Okay.
What did that do, Brother Mark?
And I even moved to a different house. So I'll just go ahead and do words here. Looking at
looking at truth and light
that we really want to have is
the truth
that God gives to us. We want also synonymous with the reality. It's the sure reality. Oftentimes, people have their own truth. But the only real truth comes from the natural creation. You know, the one God, everything, and the one God has given revelation to us. Yeah, this is very important. You know, I have created everything with an aim and a purpose. But if we actually know, it's going to give us right perception. In terms of how we should see things. And then we can look at the creation as God directs us in the alternation of the night. You know, as you spoke about the darkness.
At this point, I really don't know how to remedy it.
The natural evolution is that we are born from darkness and we come into enlightenment. And the human creation. Urge and desire is to want to be in the light and to know truth. You see, that's very important. This is why children, in their original nature, ask many questions. Because they want to be in light. They don't want to be in the dark. You see, I think it's very important to want to be enlightened about all those things that you mentioned about freedom. I believe it's in Proverbs, where Christ Jesus said in Scripture, know ye the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I think the question has to be asked, Asha, what is the truth that would actually free us? Because the truth has a bearing on our mental attitude, and that's very important. You know, oftentimes people are not operating in their life, and this is a real problem, an issue, because the truth gives correct perception. So if we don't have the truth, then we have the opposite. We have a misperception, and we can't be true. If we're not operating what the Creator has given to us as the truth and reality. And we can't ignore God's revelation to us. He's revealing to us about us. And he's revealing to us about Him that He wants us to know. And those two things coming together is actually teaching us the truth and the reality of all things. We have to realize God is actually teaching. And you can't have a better teacher than that has created this whole life. that which we see and that which we don't see. So you've actually laid get everything out, and began the serving. And I think this is important for us to know
the foundation.
We have to ask ourselves individually. Are we operating on the reality of those things that are really important to us? And wouldn't knowing the Creator, wouldn't that be important to us? Human beings, knowing the truth of that, as to who we were created to be, wouldn't that be important to us? And knowing our relationship with Creator, wouldn't that be important to us? And knowing our relationship with family, and human society, would not be for us. And knowing our relationship to the created world that God has created, if we did know our relationship to our Lord and And if we didn't know the relationship to family and community and human society at large, then this would say that we have the wrong mental attitude, wrong disposition, and thus we would have the wrong in terms of how we live together. And that can take many roads. I'm gonna stop there.
Right.
I could say more, but I'll just stop there just to duck back on what it is that you have set at the table with in terms of light. We want to see the light. We want to be in light. You know, that's very important because we want to see that. That is in the nature of all human beings, and we see it personified in children. They began to look at this natural creation, look at the surroundings. They want to know this. They want to know that. They have a lot of questions. We should never shut them down, even if we don't know.
Right.
Becoming that we find out, and we find out together, we learn those things that we don't know the truth about or the reality of. And we
never
want to get something that is not real. We don't even
Come
want
on.
To take them down the road. I'll stop there, Imam Pasha.
Alhamdulillah. Let me take you out of the studio just a minute, then, Brother Martin. So I think we got off to not so good of a start. And our intentions were good, so we know Allah will bless us to right that wrong, even if it's not today. I came on and I was having a little technical difficulties. I know that contributed, but probably didn't really get off to the start that I wanted to get off to because my outline for that particular subject matter was to identify the Arabic word for truth, which is haqq. So haqq alone will not the word, just hearing the word and knowing that when we say haqq that we're talking about that truth. But it also identifies us and empowers us when we go to a verse that contains that word and we work from that particular position, it will have a greater strength. But I think the thing that's really relevant is that the reception is not good. And it makes it very awkward to try to hear something so powerful and so not just easily, just not a word. It's a word that's said every day, but the understanding of it and the application of it is what we're exploring. And that's the challenge because the circumstances that we're exploring it under are not the best. And I'm not sure on how to remedy it. And so therefore it serves as a distraction. And it's challenging enough to even explore the word, let alone to explore it under the circumstances that we're trying to do it in. And like I said before, one of the things was a little later arrival to the studio and getting on the studio and having to go back and put the number back in and all that. So that there's a lot of opportunity there for problems, and we're having it. I'm not sure what the remedy is. I just know that I can imagine what if I was on the receiving end of what I'm trying to deliver, and it's coming through in a reverberated way. So I'm not going to try to do too much more today. I want to say, further lay the foundation by saying that which tells us to be aware of the truth is the word hawk. Okay, and we go to scripture to help us better understand that. Now the Bible says, you know ye the truth, and the truth alone will set you free. We mentioned that. So that's scripture freeing us from one state and evolving us and allowing us to go to another elevated state. And when we hear that word haq, then we're hearing the Arabic word that does that. When we see some examples of what we're talking about, I think that would further the awareness of what we're looking at. And that's where we kind of dropped the ball. But I will say this here as a comparative way of seeing it. The hawk doesn't leave us at the mercy of circumstances. And what I'm saying is that in the West, when we look at something, we're forced to look at it from an either-or perspective versus that it's not either-or, but it's and-both. That either or and both scenario tells you I have access to truth and I'm able to dissect that situation to where it's not, the complexity is not lost to where we cannot move from that logic to say, okay, the situation is not an either or situation, it's an either or and both. And an example of that is that we're not looking at things from a truth and error perspective. It's readily there and readily available. Okay. So, yeah. So that's what really is just not, it's not acceptable. I don't know any other way than to just end it and start all over again with it next week when we can really be in touch with the proper diagnosis for what the problem was, because right now I don't even have Brother Mark, and that's problematic. I mean, I'm not talking to myself, but I'm not talking to an audience because he's not there. So I think my best thing is to realize that I needed to have gotten off to a better start reception wise, because that was a problem, and I think he's trying to adjust it by so let's see what happens with another phone, I guess. I'll bring on Brother Mark, and then we'll see what happens.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Is
it any better, any different, or is it the same?
I don't hear any echo at this point. So I'm hoping that this is better. So there's a little echo, but it don't seem like it's. It's as loud as the other apparatus I was using. Yeah.
Well, you
but,
know, I'm of the mind that it's like I said before, it was the way that I came on.
Okay.
I had
you
to,
know, it would
you know,
be,
re-
you know, it would be good, Brother Imam, just try this. I know it's somebody out there that would be accommodating, just would call in. They don't have to say anything if they don't have anything to say in regards to the topic. But just to call in and just give you the greetings or something, and just to see if, in fact, that the reverberation was just happening with me only.
Well,
so
that's what I tried, and that individual either didn't hear me or didn't want to respond to me, and you know,
oh,
now they dropped
okay.
off. So
okay.
I did that. Yeah. And like
oh,
I said before,
I
think that – yeah, I think the thing is – the fearful thing is that I need to get out of the whole seat and get back in. Now, what that will do, I don't know, and that's the challenge. But
oh,
I do
yeah.
know.
Yeah. You don't know what's going to cut.
Exactly. And rather than even try to use that, I think my solution is, which is to, I don't know, discontinue the whole program this week and because it's not working.
Well, it seemed like it's a little bit better.
But I mean, we just me and you talking to each other. That's what I'm saying. There was a couple of people on, but I don't know whether they were hearing what you were hearing and they decided to get off, or I don't know what it was, but it was just the numbers just dropped. So,
okay.
And like I said before, the way to correct it is to go back and enter properly, and it was just everything that I'm doing like I normally do. But the thing that I didn't do, I didn't get on board like I normally
right.
do, which is
like you know
which is causing the problem.
So it could,
yeah.
for me, it could be something with that. Okay,
yeah.
Jeff, well, you know, we could try it again, inshallah. We could try it again and everything. It don't seem like it's what you can hear a little bit, but not to the extent. Can you hear that or not?
I heard it before. It was very clear, and it was very irritating. But it's a little bit better. But I'm just saying, the presentation that I was going to give had a lot of more of examples and whatnot. And so even that's not as clear as it could be, should be. You know what I mean? So I'm mm-hmm. of the mind that to scuttle it, come back and reintroduce it, and have it a little bit better. Because I think what we did see was that. It's a very not elusive, but if you don't get that real start and get people involved with moving and seeing truth and light as being synonymous, one is English and one is Arabic. But the Arabic that comes from the Quran removes a lot of the calamity or a lot of the existential things that can come up. Like I don't know what that is, like that, but like. Why do bad things have to happen to good people? See, that dilemma goes away once we have the truth that we're looking at it wrong. But if you don't have any truth in your life to help you look at it better, you'll be left in the dark as to what is happening versus what appears to be happening. You know, so I mean, I just think like that will can be explored.
That's a good, Pasha, that's a good example that you gave. But the Quran actually answers that, and how
it
answers that is simply this, in terms of it being a test, oftentimes that Allah will test us with.
Right. Yeah. Now I'm experiencing what you're experiencing when you're talking. And it wasn't happening before. Now it is now. That's happening now. I'm hearing it. It's clearer, but every now and then they get interrupted by that sound, you know.
Okay. So, yeah, so that's not good. So
yeah,
that
goes again. Yeah. Each word you're saying is followed by that.
Yeah. So, but that, you know, what you just mentioned is that, you know, God is revealing to us that there will be some toiling, there'll be some struggling along the way, and that nobody will be exempt from that. Nobody.
Right,
will be
right.
Exempt.
Yes.
So
all I'm saying is that would have been a better start, you know, and a lot of other things could improve it to where people can kind of go along with it, because that is a predicament to a lot of people. So we're talking about a predicament, like you said, that has an easy resolution. Once we get back to what Scripture has to say about the predicament, and the person wouldn't feel that it's personal, that it's an attack.
Right.
It's a test, and everyone has a form of that test.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you know, so there's...
Yeah, I'm not satisfied with the... We're trying to present under those circumstances. I hear a... now. Yeah, it's not working.
I don't know what's going on. You know, I have absolute clue. So maybe we'll get it, you know, could check in with somebody and have I have to confess I'm totally ignorant and I'm totally in the dark when it comes to social media.
Me too. Well, I mean, I just don't know that. I mean, because like I said before, there's nothing different about what I'm doing and how I'm receptive. It's been very good. I did hear something on my phone going, ooh, like it. I don't know what it did, but it obviously wasn't good, because when it did that, that's when we start hearing more and more reverberation. And that hasn't happened to me. I mean, my phone doesn't do that. You know, and it did it this time. And I don't know why I do it or when it did it or what happened when it did it, but when I finally brought you on, you told me what you heard, and when I hear something, yeah, like now it's going. So I think the best thing to do is just scuttle it, come back to it again next week, and see if that does not be a problem, because
if anybody's still listening, we do apologize, IWDM Radio, and then we'll work on it, you know, where it'll be clear next week, inshallah, God willing. We'll have the same problem. Thank you so much, Imam. I appreciate the invite. Some things we just don't have any control over.
No, and that's why a lot of listeners know that, you know, that matters are judged by intention. You know, that frees us from worrying about, oh, my God, did we know? We didn't. We made a conscious effort to do one thing and another thing. And that's probably a part of what our subject matter is asking, you know. Why do good-intended people not be able to do what they want to do? When we say Bismillah, we say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, and then it still doesn't work. It's not a reflection to us. It's simply telling us that something that we don't know, that we need to know to prevent it from happening in the future, and that's what empowerment of knowledge does. It allows for a better situation the next time that didn't happen the first time, and it has nothing to do with God punishing us or reprimanding us or anything like that.
That's right. You hit the nail on the head. Actually, you gave the answer. You gave the answer to sometimes when people trying to ascertain the truth of the reality of things, and it goes not only in terms of natural creation, but also revelation. Some things just have to be revealed to us, and we have to be believers in what God's word is, you know, and believe that we're not exempt.
Okay, so let me see something here. I got, let me see if I can get 918 to help us here. He just came on, they just came on. Let me try 918 and see if they can participate in the conversation. If it's offensive, we can maybe close it down. If it's not, we might can continue. So 918, I'm going to ask you to come in and see if there's a reverberation or a problem on the line that's keeping you from hearing or understanding what we're saying, and give us some feedback, please. 918-814. Are you able to punch one on your dial and talk to us? Like, what's going on?
Yes, sir. I was just able to get on, so I didn't hear the other part of what Brother Chief was saying. I'm sorry. I couldn't.
Okay. Is there any kind of reverberation or background noise coming through when I talk or when you talk to me now that's irritating?
Not now.
And makes
it's
you...
clear now. I just couldn't get on. It's clear now. We're having a thunderstorm in this neck of the woods, so.
Okay. What neck of the woods is this?
Neck
of the woods are you in? Oh, okay.
I'm in Baltimore,
yeah.
Maryland.
Right. So,
I'm sorry, Mr.
Oh, no, I have to worry. We're sorry. We're having some technical difficulties, and that's what we're trying to find out. Is it not clear? Is it reverberation coming in, or?
Oh, it's fine now. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah! But it's fine now.
Oh, okay. So let me bring in Brother Mark, and we got some input from you, and so let me go back to him and see what his status is.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Thank you. And what's your name? I'm sorry.
This is Sister Rahima.
Okay. Rahima?
Oklahoma. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Okay.
But
yes,
I'm in Baltimore for the summer, so I'm moving around a little bit.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for at least calling in and pressing one. Ma'am, Pasha,
yes,
to find out. In fact, we have it with everybody that's listening in if the communication was bad and reverberating. We haven't been able to figure that out yet. Can you hear the echo when I speak? Can you hear the sister right here?
Well, now I'm getting feedback.
Okay. Yeah, that's
okay.
That was
so it seems to be coming from your end then, because she wasn't hearing it from me.
I didn't. Yours is clear. Well, his is clear as it said. I have feedback, Brother Sahib.
So now, right. when you talk, I heard a little feedback, Rahima, just not as loud as mine, but I know I have a heavy voice.
Yes, okay. Sir. You've got a double voice now. You're coming in twice. You're doubling the message. Oh, that's all right, though. Because it's in the background, so if they didn't get first time, they'll get second time. It's fun. Hello, Akbar.
Hello, Akbar. Well, come back next week. Allow we be on hand and correct it to my sister. Don't give up on us.
Oh,
yeah, and I got another additional.
Is too valuable.
Yes,
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah,
okay, so
you.
Yeah, let me do this here. Let me see. Let me take sister. Off. I see a 347. Let me bring them on and see if
what
we can get some.
I'm
going to
get off. Mute me out, Pasha, and just see if Rahima to mute her. I mean, mute out and let me mute out, and then just see what 347 actually have.
Okay. I'm going on.
Mute me out.
Okay.
And so I can press
okay.
one and get out. If that makes a difference.
I'm okay,
pressing one, get out.
Okay, I took Brother Mark off, and you're there. Let me do that to you, and let me call 347-751. We're trying to get a test to see if there's any reverberation on the part, so I'm calling you in, 347-751. Press one on your phone so I can bring you on and ask that question. 347.
Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Can you state your name and where you're calling from?
Sister Mohassan.
Sister what now?
Salam.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Okay, so we're trying to make a little test here. We were having some background issues, and it was reverberating.
Yes.
Is that happening on your end?
It was before Brother Mark went out. It was taken out. It's clearer now.
Okay. So, but is it irritating to the point to where it's affecting the presentation?
No, not right now. No.
Okay. Okay.
It's fine. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. All right. So let me bring Brother Mark back in, and then we'll proceed with the intended message. If everything goes well, we got two confirmations of thumbs up. So that if we can get a third one here, we will proceed. So thank you, my sister Mahasan. We're going to take you off and bring in Brother Mark.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Brother Mark. So let's take a vote on this here. I don't know what what went on or what caused it. It seems like we fixed it, or it got fixed. I won't say we did it because we didn't do anything, but talk about it,
So Brother Imam Pasha, I just think that the example that you gave of how people would think when they said bad things happen to good people, I don't think we should see it as bad. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that for the believer, whatever happens is all good. If some good fortune happens for the believer, he learns gratitude to be more grateful. If something
stop just for a minute. I want to go down that path that you're going now, but I don't want to go down that path right now.
Okay.
Yeah, because what I want to do with that is that I want to set the stage for the fact that particular scenario is a problem only if you don't have what you just were getting ready to introduce. So what I want to introduce it as a solution to that problem, along with some other things that I'm going to add to the table, to give power to the truth, which is haq, versus just explaining what Allah says about that particular problem, that it's not a problem because it's just a test. But without scripture to enlighten you to that fact, it still remains a problem. So the truth proves itself by solving that problem for people who are open to it as a solution. Why would a God of justice, a God of fairness, a God of love, a God of mercy disavow all that by burdening you with a problem because you did something, or you think that something is attacking you personally. But what we look back at, philosophy says that when you do encounter a situation like that, philosopher says if it doesn't kill you, it'll make it better. So that's relief within itself. Then you have scripture saying God will not burden us beyond our scope. So even if it did happen, it's not above our ability to get resolution after it happens. Not repenting, but a resolution to the fact that I'm assured by God I've gone this far with him, and I'm going to go a little bit further because he's not burdening me beyond my scope. It happened. I wish it hadn't happened, that death in my family, that ending of my marriage. But those scenarios are just tests. They're not to burden us. They're not to suggest to us, well, you failed. You failed in your marriage. That's why you had to get a divorce. You know Allah has said it's a hated halal, and it still happened. So something that you're not doing right. Now, maybe those thoughts will come, but they'll get addressed with the truth. No, your thinking is off. Because one of the things that you need to think about, why would God do that? It makes his image look bad, just like it makes his image bad to look like the Bible portrays God getting Adam ready for the garden and then forgetting or not or being able to address the fact he needs a helpmate. That's not the God that you serve. Or telling us that he will punish you if you go against what he has to say to the point that he singles you out and punishes you before everybody and leaves that punishment there for in perpetuity because you did something very terrible. And now we have to highlight it by punishing you to be black and kinky-haired, and that's your punishment. If we don't investigate that belief with the truth, we'll be justifying slavery, justifying that some people are not given the right and the possibility to enjoy the same benefits as everybody when it comes to the creation. That's what that door is open. And the way we close it and address it is to realize that God wouldn't do that. So somewhere, some translation, some interpretation, so is an improper application. It's been applied like that for hundreds of years. But when the truth comes on the set, Allah, the Holy Quran, the life and example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the leadership of Imam Waraquddin Muhammad Rahim Allah alayhi, we have those three entities to support that God doesn't do that. So what did happen was what? Somebody took scripture from God to us and told a lie with it. And the question becomes, like we've heard before, can a man rob God? Certainly they can. Rob them of everything that they're supposed to be getting and they're not getting, and then tell us why they're not getting it, which is another lie on God. But if you come in contact with the truth, that lie goes away. And the hand that's pointing to you, got three fingers pointing back at them, that lie is there because of something that they did, not something that we did. So people won't be asking the question, well, there's a problem being, the problem is that you was born black. No. The problem is that someone lied on God and told us a lie about it, and we're suffering the reverberations about it right to this day. So we can see it and put it in perspective that someone was lied to and told that they were superior, and someone was lied about and told that they was inferior. So once we get the truth, we can address both scenarios. Their lie won't hold up because they're not superior. Our lie won't have to be fought with and wrestled with and felt bad about because it was not true. We're not inferior. See, we don't have to live with being inferior because we're free to believe that God doesn't burden you beyond your scope. We're free to believe that the same God that is a loving God, a merciful God, truthful God, fair God, wouldn't do that. But what allow us to go into that territory, explore that territory, be enlightened as through that territory is the truth. And when it comes, it does justice and says that, okay, the thing that you suffered through qualifies you by that same God that they lied on for mercy to let you bring back equality and bring back, take away inferiority because you suffered under it. And what greater person to use as a vehicle to introduce inclusion into the world by someone who's been excluded by the world. So we see firsthand observations, firsthand experiences of how the truth sets you free. So people are still suffering with this, still wrestling with racism, wrestling with sexism, wrestling with a lot of all those isms that are out there that have been birthed because the truth wasn't there to shed the light on the subject, and we took it off as, and we didn't realize it's a translation, but it's a poor translation. It's a it's a interpretation, but it's a poor interpretation. And when you get ready to apply it or use it as an application, it really shows how weak it is. Because once you are unburdened with the responsibility that you are cursed and you are worthy of the treatment that God's given you and you are worthy of the treatment that God's allowing humanity to do to you, if that's not liberating, I don't know what is. And that's what gives us the opportunity to talk about the subject matter without lowering our head, being humbled with our voice, and doing any of the things that we're doing that we've done in the past. We can speak up, give voice to our story, and tell our story to the world that needs to hear it, because certain things are happening to them that are very similar. Class system puts you there. Gender can put you there. Past behavior that wasn't halal can put you there. Because God says in the beginning of all of our prayers, I am most merciful, most merciful, merciful redeemer, merciful, excuse me, is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. So those things alone, just standing by themselves, tells us to go to God, take your burden to the Lord, and let him address that burden with his truth, which is in a way now that relieves that burden. It's no longer a burden anymore. It's no longer a problem anymore. The problem is for those who perpetrated the lie. So you can stand tall. You can stand up. You can face that force now with a force of your own that you couldn't do before, because you're armed what with the truth. And it is the ultimate armor because it refutes all that's not true, which would be darkness, because it is light. It's a light that when you have it, when you own it, when you possess it, when you use it to protect you, you are secure from those things that used to happen in the past. And that goes, one other last example, that goes for your everyday life. You don't see things with that negative point of view. You don't think something happened to me. I'm praying. I'm trying to be devoted. I'm worshiping God as the best of my ability, and still something happens to me. It's like looking at it from a position of the storm, of the rain. I mean, the sister was saying that there's a storm there where she's at. So am I to want God not to let no storm happen because I got a program that comes on and it may interrupt the reception? Or I am one who allows myself to be human, to serve God and say, we're not being punished. The storm is going to serve a purpose for the water that's going to come. So now you can take that same storm, you can go back a couple of years from that, in the past, and look at COVID. Were we free from getting COVID? Because we make prayer? No, many of us caught COVID. We were at the mercy of COVID like everybody else. But when we knew about what Scripture has to say, that the COVID will come and visit the unrighteous, but it won't visit and punish the righteous. So we, just like we remember on our cruise, many of you were there, or some of you were there, or I know Brother Mark was there, we concluded that we should be careful but not fearful. God didn't bring the scourge of COVID to visit us to punish us. It got our attention. It got us to be more, to count our blessings, to be a little slower in our movement, to not just embrace things because people told us that it was the thing to do. It was the norm. And we did everything we could to get back to the norm, but we'll never be the same. We'll never see things differently because we got a different lens with COVID. Because even if we were righteous, we were a little bit more conscious of taking it for granted to be able to get together on Friday and go to Juma, to be able to sit on the floor close to your brother and your sister and listen to the imam, but not hear the cry of the world. So we in our little cushy little surroundings called Juma, and the world is going to hell. And we stick around law on the floor in the Juma position, and it's not helping the ills that are plaguing the society. So post COVID, see us as Muslims reaching out more to our fellow human, because it affected us all, but it affected us differently. So it came, but not for the reason that we may think. So the scourge on the earth could be simply something that Rodney King said. Why can't we just get along? Why is it that the police seems to be attacking us like we're an enemy, killing us, shooting us, mishandling us? Because they're under the mistaken belief that that's acceptable because we are inferior and they are superior. And we kind of knew that, and we're trying to say that by saying Black Lives Matter, but Black Lives should matter to Black people. And then we take that universal matter to the world by behavior that's indicative that I love myself, so I treat myself better than I did. And now that same treatment that I'm giving myself, I demand it from the world community. I have been awakened by the truth. I no longer succumb to inferiority and superiority teaching in my life, color-coded, race-conscious, color consciousness in my life. I have a human consciousness. I can go out and speak that truth, live that truth, be an example of that truth to a world who has burdened me with that lie. You see? So doesn't this is the introduction that was intended. This was the conversation that was planned. But what happened? We were just about to get it hijacked because we didn't know what we didn't know. And that's a reality. But now that we do know, the screen is showing me numbers that weren't here before. People with their hand up. See? So what can we say? We're going to go to the people with the hand up. But what can we say? There was a temporary darkness there. We didn't know what's going on, what's happening. Phone ain't right, reverberation. You know, I'm ready to jump ship, get off, man. I don't want to put out like that. I'm a professional with this. I love it. But if it ain't right, let's wait. That was my state of mind. But with a little bit of what? Patience. This sabr. Bilhaq. See? When the truth comes, it's going to need for you to be a little patient with it. Ain't going to be no overnight success. The wrong ain't going to go away. Satan ain't going to cow and run like you see him on TV. When the cross shows up or when the light comes up in the movies, he runs, and shirks away. Dracula, gone. And the same thing is said about Satan. That's his weakness. When the light comes on, Satan's gone. Well, the light's on. But guess who's here? The people are here wanting to talk about something we was getting ready to give up on. Why and how is this happening? Because now we're armed with the truth that it was just like almost everything else we see in life. It was temporary. It was a test. And how do we pass the test? We trust in Allah, his word, first and foremost. He's speaking to us. There's truth. When the truth comes, the circumstances change. Okay, the truth is we needed to be a little bit more patient. And that patient is rewarding us now with a conversation that we thought we weren't going to have. So let's have that conversation. We got people with their hand up in the air. Let's go to them and see what they have to say about what's taken place so far. So we're going to go to 347. I think that's Brother Mark. And then we're going to go to 773. So let's do that. And let's be honoring the time and everything else. We know, you know the routine. You know the deal. And let's see if we can keep this going with a nice little conversation about the light of truth and how it illuminates and elevates and educates, because it is the ultimate weapon to do that. Okay, 347, Brother Mark.
Assalamu alaikum. This isn't Brother Mark. This is Sister Brooklyn.
Oh. Okay. Oh, I see what
you
happened.
Got,
he moved down. Okay, okay, right. We're good. Okay, that's right. So we.
I think Allah allowed that. I hope. I pray a lot that he allowed that, because what you were saying is so inspiring and so encouraging, and it doesn't require to have any in-person understanding of it. It only requires a willingness and a level of faith that there is a higher power that gets to have the last thing.
Yeah.
That no matter what type of power people boast about having, they cannot and do not have the capacity to override the almighty power.
Yes.
That never will happen. And your words are so encouraging. The rationale, you know, we say that the law says follow the best thereof.
Yes.
And follow, if we read the Quran, often those who regularly read the Quran discover a pattern of logic.
Yes.
It makes sense in a way that perhaps we didn't comprehend before.
Exactly.
Our exposure is repetitious enough to cause us to feel comfortable. This makes sense. Every time I read this, something else comes on into my mind to confirm it. My heart feels at peace and at rest, and I can be patient as you encourage. So I'm going to stop right there. There's too much more that I would like to say and confirm, but I'm just so happy you're back on the air.
Alhamdulillah. All right. Jazakallah khair. So thank you. So we're going to go to 773. Got my wits back about me and ready to proceed with confidence. So 773, state your name and where you're calling from, whether you have a question or a comment.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Samira.
Wa alaikum assalam. So, all right. So Samira.
I had to get off for a minute, but I see that my efforts call people and have them come on the line, because I feel like this is so special and so important, this conversation that you have every week. So I did my due diligence by, you know, contacting people, and I pray about the baby consistent and more come on. But I just put some opportunity to some of the things that I wanted to say, and we always talk, so we always have a meeting of the mind. And truth is truth, and there's no dilution to truth, and what's in the dark will come through the light. And it's not about do as I say, not as I do, you know. Don't be one way one time and another way another time. And when you show up, the real when the light is on, the real you is magnified. So you can't fool people. You can, maybe you can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the time.
Right.
But a law will bring the light and understand every situation. And like you said, with patience.
Right.
It will be unconcealed and revealed. So I just thank a lot for a boss like you, Brother Parshaw, because you keep it real. You keep it undiluted. You keep it real. And then you are willing to listen to the feedback from that, you know. And just a brother with an open mind, and people in the audience should be able to appreciate that. So what I'm doing. That's something like that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank And that's a perfect ending, because she said the magic word, and I guess I shouldn't use magic, but the appropriate word, and it's very attractive. Once our level of appreciation is developed to a greater extent, see, we got our little cliques we get involved with, and we talk to one another, you know, because we can relate to one another. But we need the community. We need a community of people, you know. That's the beginning of this Ummah, when we have a community of people that got past their differences, that got past anything that could have been got in the way. So what we can do, what do we do? How do we resolve it? We say, listen, we agree to disagree. I respect your opinion, just not my opinion. It hasn't changed who Allah is. Allah's still God. He's the God of us all. And he manifests that he's with us when we call. And he's also manifested he's with us when he left with our prophet the two things that we need to have when we find ourselves at the mercy of darkness, like we have been and continue to be to a certain extent. My book and my prophet and messenger, I leave those two. So when situations like this come, if you'll turn to them, you will see yourself out of this. So what is it telling us now? It's not going to happen over time. It's going to happen. I mean, overnight. It's going to happen over time. You got to be patient. And one thing, Sister Mahasan said, you got to believe. You got to see enough evidence that makes you take the next step in the direction that you were going with the orientation that you have, you know? So when they start talking about W.D. Muhammad Muslim, water off your back like a dog. Because Imam Muhammad didn't teach us to be that, like he was the leader. He told us who the leader was. He told us what books we should follow. And not follow it, follow it in the way that it was laid out or laid down to be followed. Don't just become ritualistic about it. And we got a little storm here, too. And you think that, well, I'm there. I've arrived. I qualify to be called Mukman now. No. I might lose y'all because it may knock the power out. But what causes us to be able to do that is growth and development. Those three levels that we grow, and once we get that self-accusing spirit, which means we consider the possibility that I'm not exact in this definition that I've been applying. There's more to it. There's a narrative to the narrative. So when I get presented with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I shouldn't just get presented with all these stories about what he did and how he did it and make us believe that he's just as miraculous as Jesus. Our man can walk on water. Our man can turn, can have five slices of bread or a loaf of bread and two, whatever. All those stories that they told about Jesus that made him, a child speaking in the cradle and all that. Well, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had revealed in the Quran about that. That story gets to be one of enlightenment, and you can see it better when you see a man who was at the baby level of his knowledge, and he spoke to people who were supposedly wiser than him in a way that let them know that he was enlightened in a way that they were enlightened, but now his was more superior, and he was new to the set. He was the new kid on the block. He was the new person on the block. He brought the newness that the world needed and addressed those world issues better than the people who were supposed to be in control. So he was surrounded by wise men, but in his baby-like state, he proved to be wiser than the wise men. That's that scene that we see in Nativity. But it's projected that he was all-powerful. He started talking when he was three months old. No way. But when he's 4 or 5 years along in his role as a prophet, and he's telling people about this truth that he has, and it's overshadowing what they have. And he didn't go through the process that they went through. His teacher was God. Their teacher was what God sent prior to him arriving. And he's telling them that, yeah, you got something, but you need to be born again. You need to revisit what you have, because there's a depth there that, yeah, I'm going to get lost in a minute here. They said it's going to be a storm. I got my lights are blinking. So if I go off, it's because the light, my power went out. But in the meantime, it goes right back. Can you see this thing is full circle? Allah is showing you, okay, now that you got him. All right, so this is Imam Nazim Pasha. I'm going to just quickly jump over here to Sister Amira and see if she's hearing me loud and clear, and then I'll go a little bit longer with what we're talking about. Oh, it's still buffering, maybe. Okay, I don't see if they can reconnect it. Yeah, it's just buffering. Okay, so it's just showing them there, but I don't think they may not be there. So let me see. Okay, yeah, it's not coming through. The hands are raised up, but they're not. So that means they're probably not hearing me. Yeah. Father, what's happening? Yeah. Yeah. It won't go back. Won't go back.
Life, and we're not mistaken. We're not mistaken it for a punishment, a chastisement. And oftentimes we may see it like that, and other people may see it, and, oh, you're getting chastised. But we don't realize that this may be a... Okay, I got muted. Okay, so...
Yeah, I'm finna mute you back, because I'm finna take back over and see what happens.